Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We will help you keep it running thanks to the help we receive from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan. It's nice to see you on this day before Christmas Eve.
Well, good to see you. Good morning.
Yeah,
it is kind of Christmas Eve for me today because we actually celebrate our family Christmas on the 23rd always.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, many years ago we yielded all the in-law travel and decided to start doing it on the 23rd, and it works out great.
That makes sense.
When all the grandkids were very young, it was really exciting because it's their first Christmas. You know, they're not worn out with it yet. So
now, do you, and you have how many grandkids?
Ten grandkids.
What is your shopping list like?
I don't have one. Linda did.
Linda doesn't.
Yeah, you know, when we were driving home from Atlanta last weekend, she spent the whole night, you know, we drove overnight.
That's
and
right.
She spent the whole night shopping online, which was really handy. You know, 12 or 13 straight hours of shopping, you can get a lot done.
That could be good or it could be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Well, Dan, if you're new to the show, Dan has been helping us out for over 20 years here on CCO, helping you out with your car care questions. If you have any issues, especially as we, you know, looking at the forecast, you and I were talking, Dan, about this below zero weather coming up, that'll make some changes for some folks, especially around the holidays. You know, what can you tell our listeners to do to be prepared? How do we get our vehicles ready for this kind of weather?
Well, please do get ready for this weather because it is hard on cars. And you know, the number one thing is make sure that your tires are full of air. I'll help you any day. We do. I mean, if you pull up to my door, I'm going to put air in your tires, but please do it while it's still warm out.
So you don't have to go outside.
Now, yeah.
And the cold air, it's amazing how that can reduce the pressure.
Well, it does reduce the pressure. It causes the seals to leak more than they otherwise would leak. And, you know, you start to travel around and the gas station pumps don't work. Everything's froze up. Everything's full of moisture. So, you know, when you go to a shop like Lloyd's, we have an air compressor. And in our air compressor, we have a dryer.
Ah.
So you kind of want to have your tires filled by a professional shop because I'm not putting a bunch of moisture in your tires, which is not a good thing to do. I'm putting dry air in, which is a big
deal. That can happen with some compressors.
It does. Yeah. You know, on the wrong day when you're at those cheapo pumps at the gas station, you're pumping moisture into your tire, and that's not a good thing.
Wow.
So, but this,
who
you know,
would have thought?
For the cold weather, make sure that your car is tuned up properly, that you've had the oil changed like you're supposed to. If your battery is 5 years old or more, go get one.
Yep.
Pretty much don't take a chance. It's I think the longevity of a battery in this climate is 5 years, both for the hot and the cold weather. And make sure your tires are pumped up. And if you have any weird stuff that's going on with your car, in this severe cold, it just gets weirder.
It does. Yeah. It's amplified.
So it's amplified. So,
and don't forget I was just thinking too that I should put my money where my mouth is. Is what about emergency stuff, blankets? You know, the stuff for cold weather travel.
Well, that's true too. If you're going out of town, I think you're pretty safe in town with cell phones and so forth.
Right.
But if you're going out on the open road, you're right. It could be a while before somebody comes along to help you or. Nowadays, people are afraid to stop and help you, you know, and maybe appropriately, but either way, it's sad, but it's true. So you kind of need to
be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared.
Say, Dan, let's invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a car care question, you want to talk with Dan, 651-989-9226. We've cleared the lines. So if you want to call in your question to Dan, by all means, 651-989-9226. How about a text? We've got those coming in, 81807. If that's easier for you, your car care questions via text, 81807. 1-800-387-8807. Speaking of which, I know we have to break here, but I want to get this first text in here. A month ago, texter says, I bought a 2008 Buick Lucerne with 55,000 miles on it. Since then, I had to replace two main sensors because it was killing at the stoplights. And would like to... Okay, this is jumping around here. I'm not sure about where this is going. Okay, so it's all three. And random driving. Now the check engine light is on. A code reader says that it's the catalytic converter. How long can I drive before I need to get a new one? Would like to drive it to see the grandkids for Christmas.
Well, you probably will be okay. It's PO420, which is the code for a catalytic converter efficiency, and it's very common. The catalytic converter is a metallic device in your exhaust. It's a honeycomb-looking thing that the exhaust go through, and it's kind of like the final burner of your exhaust system to be sure that what's coming out of the tailpipe is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for the environment, not quite so important for the running of your car, unless if the catalytic converter has been overused for example, you have a misfire and it's pumping raw fuel into your exhaust, the catalytic converter will in fact overheat and melt down.
Wow.
And then you've got this big blob of metal in your exhaust that exhaust is supposed to be flowing through, and it doesn't any longer. It's plugged. It'll actually cause the exhaust to be plugged, and then you have no power. So, not to scare you, but that's kind of a worst case scenario. That's what can happen. It's not common, but it does happen. Normally, when you have that PO420, the catalytic converter is just no longer efficient. It's not doing its job, but it's not going to cause the car to stall. Pretty much, if the car is running okay, you'll be just fine.
And you said in the past, Dan, that replacing a catalytic converter is not a cheap one.
They're expensive. The old ones are of value. I mean, the scrap metal guys buy them from us. So there is a little bit of, not much, but there's a little bit of value to them because of the precious metals that are in there. And so they're very expensive to buy when they're new.
Dan, we have to take a break. I want to alert Don in St. Paul. You're going to be first up here on the phone. There is a line open if you want to call in your car care question, 651-989-9226. So send a text, and we'll get back to that screen, too, in a moment. That number is 81807.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our car care show on CCO. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located, well, I know where it is. It's a gorgeous spot on Grand Avenue.
It is on Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, and Grand Avenue is beautiful. This time of year with all the lights and the short days.
Although
they're getting longer. Did you notice yesterday
right.
The day was longer?
About 2 seconds. Yeah. Every day. That's a positive. Yeah.
Or you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. We won't be open again until Tuesday. We're closed for the long weekend.
Holiday, sure.
651-228-1316.
Very good. I know my daughter Tina was just there getting...
I missed her. I'm sad about that. I like to see her, but...
Well, she got her oil changed and found a bulb. You guys always check that, don't you?
We do. Yeah, that's... there's...
A bad bulb.
Bulbs are... They're very, very important on our cars. Yeah. And, you know, as a installer of bulbs, they're oftentimes really difficult to
put in. Are they really?
Yeah. And but it's one of those things you just have to do for people because it's important.
All right. Let's put you back to work here. Don in St. Paul has been waiting. Don, thank you. What's your question for Dan? Hi, Don. Oh, hold on. You talk a little bit. I think Dennis forgot something.
Oh. Well, you can scoot around there and switch the things the way they're supposed to be. Then we'll get the phone back the way we need it.
Okay.
There is Don.
There's Don. What is your question, Don?
Oh, hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I enjoy your show every Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I'd like to ask Dan about is driving your vehicle in the wintertime now with something on the front end of your car to help protect from the cold air coming onto your radiator and engine, like we're taking a trip with northern Minnesota. The next few days it's going to be pretty cold up there. So I'd like his advice about putting up some kind of a wind retardant in the front of your car.
Yeah, I don't like it because you don't have any control over it. The car is built with the thermostat and the cooling fans and all of that to operate without any cardboard in front. And I don't like, I'm just not comfortable with doing something to the car that the car itself can't keep track of anymore. The computers are pretty smart. So I think that if you just let your thermostat work the way that it's supposed to, it'll be fine. The risk of putting a piece of cardboard in front is that the car can actually overheat.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't catch that quickly enough, or, you know, if you don't have a gauge and you wait for the light to come on, oftentimes by the time the overheating light comes on, it's late in the process and it may have done some damage to your car. So I don't think it's worth the risk that is involved putting it in, and it could just cause problems that you don't want to have.
Okay, Don, there's your advice. I saw a text a couple of days ago here on CCO Dan, somebody who said, I took my car was overheating and I took it into a shop and they fixed it in 2 seconds. They took the Christmas wreath off the front of the car.
Well, see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, that being said, I have put cardboard in front of my radiator.
Uh-huh.
Because my
secret is out.
Well, I didn't have any money when I was a kid in college, and I couldn't afford a thermostat, and it was too cold outside. I didn't want to bother with it. So if you put a piece of cardboard over a portion of the radiator, it works as a thermostat. The car runs just a little bit warmer, and then I got heat inside the car, which was important too. But so I've done it, but I'm not saying that. It's a trick that people do, but I can't professionally recommend it. It's not
good.
A good idea.
All right. Shirley is calling from Shakopee with a question. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas.
And to you.
My son-in-law has a 2004 Buick Rendezvous. There's over 100,000 miles. I'm not sure exactly. But the head gasket is out on it, and we're wondering if it's worth repairing or if it's time to just get rid of it.
You know, first of all, 100,000 miles or anywhere near 100,000 miles isn't very many miles on a car nowadays. And when I give somebody a big estimate on a car like what that would be, I'm sure that's going to be thousands of dollars. People say, well, what do you think? Should I do it? And my recommendation is, well, go see what new cars cost, that, you know, see what you think about that, and then come back and talk to me. And 9 times out of 10, they come back and say, I think we'll just fix the old one. That sounds a lot cheaper.
And you're right, 100,000 miles these days in a relatively newer car, isn't that much at all?
Yeah, no, that's on an 2004, that's got a lot of life left in it. If you don't fix it, someone else will. Now, that's, of course, unless the car is all crashed up and is rusty and has all sorts of other problems, then maybe this is the final straw. But generally speaking, if the car is in good shape, a head gasket is not a reason to scrap it.
All right, there you go, Shirley. Merry Christmas to you again. Thank you for the call. And Shirley leaves that line open if you want to fill it with your car care question. 651-989-9226. Text, and we'll get back to that, is 81807, if that's easier for you, 81807. Keep in mind, Dan will be here only for about another 15 minutes. So if you do have a car care question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in, and we'll field it for you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll get you a phone number for him before he leaves us today. Dan, we have callers, we have texters, so I know you have to leave here in a little bit, so let's help more folks here on this holiday weekend. Marin in Minneapolis is next up here. Good morning. What is your question for Dan?
Oh, good morning. I have a car with 181,000 miles. It's a Honda Civic, and it does some jerking. It's been doing this. It makes a jerking, and kind of not a big jerking, but a clunking when it switches gears. About a year it's been doing this. So is it really worth driving it forever? Should I you know, consider getting a different car now. No, it has no horn, no oxygen sensors. Main thing is the transmission, which, you know, I know that's what keeps your car
right.
best going. So,
you know what I think I would do if I was you is I don't know where your shop is or who your shop is, but I would take it in and ask their opinion. At the very most, ask them to do what we would call a used vehicle inspection. If you were thinking about buying the car, what does the car need, and what parts of what it needs are dangerous, and what parts of what it needs can you just live with forever? Because it sounds like it's on its last leg.
It does,
But have a professional do an inspection on the car and give you the facts. And then when you have all the facts, in fact, they'll come up and tell you, you should just get rid of this car. Or they'll tell you, no, this is still a great car. It needs a couple little things that you should take care of. And you can drive it for a long time again. But at any rate, I think if you took it in, got a professional analysis, and then you have all the data to make a good decision with. But I can't tell you without driving the car, without seeing the car.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the value of
it
is.
So get a professional.
Get a professional look at it, and I think that then you'll know what to do.
Very good. Let's see. Roger and Blaine, I think, is next up here. Then we'll look at some text messages. Roger, good morning. What's your question, please?
Yes. I have a Chevrolet diesel pickup truck, and I'm going to store it for 4 months, and I'm wondering what to do with the batteries. It's got dual batteries in it.
Well, don't let them freeze.
Right.
You have two choices. One is to put a little trickle charger on them and keep them charged up. If they're charged up, they will not freeze. Or if you're handy enough to remove them from the vehicle, store them in an open space. Don't put them in a closet because they do put off a small amount of a poisonous gas or an explosive gas that could cause problems. But store them in an open area that won't freeze, and then they'll be fine also. But just don't let them go dead and freeze out in the weather. That will ruin them.
That'll be done.
Yeah,
that'll be the end.
Then they'll be done.
All right, Roger. Thank you. Texter wants to know. Please explain overdrive on and off. That switch. Overdrive on and off. What does that mean?
Well, depending upon how many gears you have in your transmission, overdrive's the last one, and under normal driving conditions, if you're cruising along the highway on level ground, if your car's in overdrive, that's when it's getting the most efficient, but it has the least amount of power. So if you're going up a hill or you're towing something or you actually have a big load in the car, if the car is full of people or it's a truck and it's full of a load, you should switch it down so that the engine turns just a little bit faster if it's not in overdrive. And then the vehicle has a little bit more power. So it's the last gear that you have, and when it's in overdrive, the engine is turning at its slowest speed possible.
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you for that text. And Elisa has a good question because we started the show talking about cold weather. What's the best way to start a vehicle on very cold days?
That's, you know, that can be, first of all, do.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like this is going to be severe cold.
Right.
I think the cold weather that we're getting is going to be just fine. Cars are built for this now. If you have a new battery and you've changed your oil properly, and vehicles have fuel injectors, they're smart enough to know what the temperature is. So if you just get in and turn the key and start the car the way you always do, it should be just fine. So that's my answer, is do what you always do. If you have trouble and it doesn't start, the one thing that you should start to do is give it a little bit of throttle. In other words, if you step on the gas, if you're starting the car the way that you normally would and it does not start like it always starts, stop. Maybe put your foot halfway down on the throttle and try it again. By putting your foot on the throttle, you're actually not giving it more gas. You're actually giving it more air.
Hmm.
And if it's flooded a little bit, that'll take care of that.
Not like the old days with carburetor.
No, yeah, you don't have to pump it twice. And you actually had to figure out the formula because every car was different. But figure out the formula. But the final warning is if the car does not start and, you know, it's been, you've tried everything that you know how to do. The best thing that you can do is stop. Don't continue to crank on the car. Don't put charcoal underneath the oil pan.
No.
Don't try and do all that stuff. If the car is stuck and it's not going to go, the best thing you can do is just leave it until the weather warms up. And even if the weather warms up, like in the afternoon and the sun is shining on the hood,
that helps.
That helps. And it'll probably start then. But don't keep trying it and don't keep doing tricks, because you'll get it so flooded then that the engine actually loses compression because there's no oil on the cylinder walls.
Dan, the texter says this, I have a 2000 Volvo S80 with 165,000 miles. Is it bad that I'm driving it and I need new brake boosters? The brakes hiss when I drive.
Well, the booster is operated by engine vacuum. So, no, if it's working fine, I think you can keep doing it. The hissing noise that you're hearing, though, is engine vacuum leaking. So the bigger effect is, if the brakes are working fine, the bigger effect is that you're letting too much air into your engine. It's actually a vacuum leak, and so it's affecting the way the engine runs. So, you know, when you can afford it, you should get it fixed. You can't bypass that. You can't drive a power brake system without power brakes. They just do not work. You have to push way too hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
So you need the vacuum assist that it offers. But the hissing noise, like I say, is just a vacuum leak that's happening. And if the brakes still work fine in the short term, that should be okay for you.
All right. Texter wants to know, what's the difference between green antifreeze and yellow antifreeze?
I don't know.
I don't know
the color.
Besides,
it's what the manufacturers recommend.
Isn't it usually green, though?
Well, it used to be. Now, now the pretty much everybody's switching over to a global universal antifreeze, or the additives, the aftermarket stuff, is switching over to a global universal antifreeze, and the global antifreeze is yellow, which is fine. Read the label. Is probably my best answer, is if the label lists it for your car. Now, that being said, lots of the European cars, General Motors, Ford, Toyota, and everybody has their own antifreeze.
Well, they do, okay.
And they're all different colors. If you've noticed on my workbench, Denny, I've got 8 bottles of antifreeze there, and they're all different colors for the...
A rainbow. Yeah,
for the appropriate car. But... So I guess my final answer would be to use the coolant antifreeze that the manufacturer recommends, and it'll be the right color if you do that.
Very good. We have just time enough to get Joe's call in from Apple Valley. Joe, what is your question for Dan, please?
Well, the question is, I have a 2014 Chrysler 200 convertible hardtop, and we got 8,000 miles on it. We don't drive it much, and it'll sit sometimes 2 or 3 weeks. And so far, Chrysler has put in 4 new batteries. And now they tell me I got to start pulling fuses out. Does that sound normal to you?
No. You shouldn't have to pull fuses out. If it sits for a couple weeks, would be kind of the bubble. I just left my car sit out in Colorado for 2 months, and it started right up. Everything should be shutting down, and there's a test that we can do, and so can Chrysler, to see what's... if something is not shutting down properly, in other words, if there's a computer or a radio or an amplifier or a speaker or something that's staying powered up when it's not supposed to, there's a test that we can do. And actually pulling fuses is part of that test. But to pull fuses, I need my meter installed so I know what's actually happening.
Okay.
You can't just pull a fuse and then wait 2 weeks and see what happens. It needs to be more efficient than that. But that... You know, I can certainly measure how much the car is drawing when the car is sitting, and so can Chrysler. So I guess you should ask for that and find out what's really going on.
All right. We have to take our leave and wish you a Merry Christmas, you and
thank
your family
you.
And all
you
the
too.
Kids and grandkids. Thank you very much, Dan, and we'll talk 1 week from today. With
sounds
show.
Good.
All right. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. What's that phone number at Lloyd's?
It's 651-228-1316.
Very good. Talk to you next week.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.